You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Joining me in studio is BX. BX is an independent investigator, streamer, and artist. Her investigations focus on exposing satanic pedophile networks, psyops, and underreported events. You can catch her streams on Twitch, where she deconstructs media narratives and rants about the government. You can follow her on X at BX underscore on underscore X, on Rumble at BX on Rumble, and Twitch at BX Streams. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Harrison. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. What a dark rabbit hole you have led me down following some of your research. How did you get started in this, and what has led you to some of the dark corners that I know you've explored on online?
Yeah, so it's kind of, oh, it's not funny. I say that's kind of funny, but it's like really dark, I guess.
Right.
You know, I started out, I was a competitive shooter for a really long time and a self-defense instructor. And so at one point I was like, you know what, I'm going to start doing this like YouTube and Twitch thing. And we start talking about guns and self-defense. And at some point I started to kind of, you know, get more comfortable looking at the online landscape and seeing all the dangers to kids. And as a mom thinking, oh my gosh, you know, we teach self-defense to kids. We teach kids how to avoid strangers, talking to strangers and getting abducted. But we're really not talking about all of the dangers our kids face online. And so I decided I want to start advocating for online safety awareness because of all of these things happening to our kids. Kind of what I say is, you know, bad guys don't just sit in white vans outside schools anymore. Right. They don't need to. Your kid has a phone, your kid has a computer, and they're targeting your kids, you know, in all kinds of ways that people wouldn't expect, like through Roblox or Minecraft or, you know, games that parents just leave their kids alone to play and they don't realize that their kids are being groomed and exploited in that way.
Yeah, it's really scary. And, you know, it's always stuck with me. Some of the, you know, the pedophile hunter people like Alex Rosen, you know, they'll say if your kid's on the internet, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when they're approached by a predator. And, you know, some of the numbers he's given me where he's like, yeah, I create a fake profile and within an hour, 20 grown men have messaged me as a, you know, pretending, you know, when the profile appears like a middle school girl, it's like you've got all these adult men. And obviously, you know, the pedophilia aspect is a huge issue that people need to be aware of. But then what you uncover seems to go even deeper into like really, really creepy stuff. Obviously, we just showed the first 5 minutes of one of your videos that can be found on your X at BX underscore on underscore X. You can find this investigation. But I mean, what other than, you know, being, you know, people trying to meet up with your kids, like what other threats online are you to be aware of?
Yeah. So, I mean, they're targeting kids for everything. And, you know, Alex Rosen is right. You know, when we started this, really, I started seeing it on Twitch. I started, in fact, I kind of blew the whistle on a really big predator ring operating on Twitch, where they would find these kids who are streaming. And we're talking about kids who are, I'm not talking about like 14, 15. I'm talking about like, they look like 8 or 9 year old
right.
kids. And they'll be streaming unsupervised. I guess parents sometimes just don't realize how easy it is for a kid to just hit go live or go to their friend's house and hit go live, right? And then these guys would just, like, they're really good, like you said, at finding the kids immediately. They right. will find them. And they flood in there and they start trying to get them to do challenges or, like, find ways to message them off platform so that they can exploit them even further. You know, you have that kind of thing and it's really prolific. And some of that stuff is like, you know, the one that we tracked on Twitch, it ended up targeting, I think, 300,000 kids. It was a Bloomberg expose. Like, you know, people were calling me crazy for the longest time. Like, this is crazy. There's so many of them. And then finally Bloomberg came out with an expose and 300,000 kids targeted on Twitch in a 2 year span. Crazy,
wild.
Right? And this is a more organized network of criminals, like, you know, who are just getting child exploitation content in that way. And so that's a little bit different. But now what we're finding are these like little fringe communities of terrorists, basically. I mean, domestic and foreign terrorists who are grooming our kids, not just for like really evil sexual exploitation, but also for, you know, trying to get them to become terrorists, to get them to commit terror attacks against the United States and other Western countries, including mass shootings.
So explain that a little bit. Like what have you uncovered, like examples of that? Because this is always a suspicion. I remember with the Buffalo shooter, guy who shot at people in the supermarket, there was a lot of suspicion around like who he was talking to on Discord and how they were, you know, encouraging him and, you know, whether they had federal ties and whether this was an operation from the federal government who were sort of using these new platforms to groom people to commit false flag attacks. Is that the type of thing you're talking about?
Actually, it is. In fact, I have an article about the Buffalo shooter that just came out, and I'll be working on part four of my mini doc. We'll cover that exclusively because, I mean, I know who was grooming him in those chat rooms, because as we're doing this kind of research, we found those people. Wow. I remember, you know, and that's kind of, it's kind of funny you say that, because the Buffalo shooting was really the first time that I saw a situation where I stopped and go, hold on. Well, who's behind this kid? We're seeing his Discord journal come out. So it's not just like a conspiracy, like who's behind the scenes. Like, no, his Discord diary is saying, I talked to Saint Sandman and he gave me advice on what kinds of guns to buy. And you're thinking, why is nobody talking about this? Who is this guy? And can we arrest this person so that we, you know, he'll, because it really does seem to me like they're finding these vulnerable, not to, I don't want to sound like I'm trying to like excuse him from anything he did.
Right.
But they really are finding these kids who are vulnerable. They're alone. They're terminally online. They're on 4chan, spurging out, right? Yeah, they're sometimes neurodivergent types of kids are targeted. And so, I want to figure out who's doing that, because I think if we can stop those people, you know, we might stop this, this proliferation. And definitely not saying all mass shooters are like that, but this was definitely a case of that. And so what we ended up discovering over 2 years, we looked into all of this stuff and ultimately found Peyton Gendron, the Buffalo shooter, in this very same satanic pedophile community that we're about to talk about.
Yeah. So tell me about that. You know, when we use the term satanic pedophiles, it can be a big swath of people that run our country and other countries around the world. But what you're talking about is like not the upper level. It seems to me like this is like these are like the foot soldier satanic pedophiles.
Yes.
Tell us about it. And again, watching your video, there's a group called 764. Tell us about what this is.
Yeah. So, and you're right. Sometimes when you say like satanic pedophile, people tend to close off and be like, all right, this person's crazy. And I noticed that when I started talking about this in, I think, January or so, of course, I'm like, oh my God, they're satanic pedophile, you know?
Right,
and
right.
People were like, whoa, you need to chill out, right? But then over the course of a few months, mainstream media started to pick up on this. And even the Canadian, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
They put out a PSA just a couple of days ago about this group where they specifically mention occultism. They try to avoid saying Satanism, right? But they'll say occultism or pseudo satanic or something. But we're seeing mainstream media and even now the world governments come out and acknowledge that this is real. And this is a little bit more specific and fringe than like, you know, elite, whatever.
Right.
Satanic. Yeah, sure. Probably. Right.
Right.
But this is a very, very specific kind of abuse that's going on. And in my opinion, in all the research that I've done, it's less that they're like a spooky satanic cult where they're like chanting and, you know, doing it, and more of like an aesthetic that they use to scare people and to like incite fear and to give them kind of more control over their victims. Mm. And also in a way discredit people talking about it. I mean,
right.
You know, because as soon as you say, you know, say Satanism, people kind of tend to be like, okay, this person's crazy.
Right.
And that really actually plays out well for them.
That's interesting. Yeah, because you think about, you know, like it's almost like calling out Satanism's gotten a bad rap because, you know, it's like the satanic panic and all of that was fake. But then you look around today, or even just, you know, like in mainstream popular culture where it's like, we've called these people satanic for a long time. And now they're out there just like dressed up like Satan being like, you know, yes, I worship Satan. Let's all sing a song together. You know, it's like blatant now. It's out in the open. And that's interesting. They're actually using this as a way to discredit people talking about it. I hadn't thought about that. So, yeah, when people are like, But who are you really talking about? It's like, well, when we say satanic pedophiles, we mean the people that want to have sex with children and worship Satan. It's not that. It's not that complicated.
It's not that complicated. That's exactly what it is. And you know, and I get a lot of pushback. It's kind of funny. It's like when I first started talking about this, I had like the Church of Satan official Twitter page start flaming me online and quote tweeting me. And I had all these like real emo, actually, that's not what Satanism is. And I'm like, listen, I'm not here to like mince words and like they worship Satan, hail Lucifer. They're drawing upside down pentagrams in blood and trying to summon demons. I don't know what else to call them. Right. If they were like some kind of fringe Christian cult that did something crazy, you know, I'm still going to call them that. It doesn't mean that it reflects all Christians. Just like this doesn't reflect all Satanists, right? There are those Church of Satan kind of modern progressive Satanists that just do it to be edgy or whatever.
Right, edgy atheism, basically.
I'm going to get tons of crap over this later. I know.
You're used to that by now, I would imagine.
Yeah, but I don't want to focus on the satanic part as much because, again, I think that in a lot of cases, there's just a few really bad actors who are kind of pushing that aesthetic onto these groups and trying to get the victims to use this aesthetic. And that's what they're trying to promote. But I think that it's more important to focus on the child abuse part and the extortion part. The reason that I'm not going to stop talking about the satanic aspect is because it's important to identify this group. So this particular group, like that's the calling card, right? And so when we're talking to parents about this very real thing, we need to point out that like this is the calling card of this group is, you know, the occultist satanic aspects of it. So it's still important to note that that's what this is so that people can identify it when they see it.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's a way of sort of seducing, you know, kids who just are sort of excited by the Satanism. You know, this sounds dangerous. You know, if you grow up in a Christian household, but you want to be kind of edgy, or you're a rebellious teenager, and like you're like, ooh, I'm going to do the thing that pisses my parents off. Satanism, that sounds edgy, and so you're pulled in. This is from The Independent. Teenager allegedly involved in satanic group 764. Faces terrorism charges. So when was this from? This was April 12th
year. That person, his name in the group was Acid, and he was the one who was sending me a lot of really horrifying death threats for a very long time. And so I was really happy that he was arrested. When he was arrested, he was also discovered to have been planning a murder. So that was happening. And then he was also... he was also in possession of this terrorist manual. So like they have these basically manuals that are so it's so much more than just child abuse. Right. This is also terrorism.
Right.
But some of these specific groups are really geared towards, yeah, we're abusing kids and stuff, too. And that's honestly, it's in a way it's like a perpetuating a cycle of abuse so that you can extort the kids into doing other things or get them more radicalized or desensitized so that now you can get them to basically become proxy soldiers against the U.S. And we talked about this, but a lot of these guys who are doing the provoking, like the, you know, the person who was arrested, I guess, a couple of months ago was planning this mass casualty attack in New York. He was actually part of this group and he lived in Georgia, the country. There's other ones in Ukraine and Romania, Serbia, Eastern Europe. And so we're seeing that's like a hotbed of activity for these people who are trying to basically get kids to go commit terror attacks against the West.
Yeah. And that's crazy. I think you told me about that before we went live. But tell us about the you know, the attempted mass casualty event in New York that they were trying. So they were trying to get American kids. So these are non-American people in Eastern Europe grooming American kids to go out and commit mass violence in America.
Yes. So, and that's actually part three of my mini doc. There is you mentioned it on X, but I have a YouTube channel now. You can watch all three of them and the fourth one when that comes out. And it's BX Investigates. That's the YouTube channel. So part three of this was a continuation of the video about 764. And it was about something called the Maniac Murder Cult, or otherwise known as MKU. Now, this guy, his name was Butcher, and he was from overseas trying to provoke people in America to go commit acts of terrorism. And we had actually seen this guy around. So, I mean, I knew of this guy before he was arrested. We were like, that's a bad dude. That's one of these people we've been talking about who's back there provoking mass shootings and trying to extort people and get people to go commit mass shootings and terror attacks. Well, it turned out that he had been planning a mass casualty attack in New York where he wanted to hand out poison-laced candy to minorities on the streets of New York. And that was his whole, you know, he was actually trying to solicit somebody to do this from Eastern Europe. And the person he was soliciting to do it was an undercover federal agent. Because wow. Of course they were. And so thankfully, though, they were able to stop this guy because he was a madman. And in this case, you know, you might want to kind of go to a conspiratorial like Fed thing. But in this case, I had actually seen this guy doing this to other people. So I knew that he was like a serious problem.
Right.
And so it was pretty amazing that's the first time I've ever seen like the FBI actually take action against one of these big, bad, shadowy provocateurs, which right. was like really a trip.
Yeah, no, it's wild. And there's obviously some good people in the FBI, and there are people that are trying sometimes against all odds to actually stop some of this stuff. But that was sort of my question, is like, is the overall plan to this? I mean, is there a greater goal that these people are trying to achieve, or is this just random chaos for chaos sake?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that question. The goal is rooted in something known as accelerationism.
Right.
We're not talking about the acceleration tech bro stuff. We're right. talking about a set of doctrines that basically say that if you sow division within a country, if you destabilize them, if you divide them, if you cause chaos, and if you commit terror attacks and turn people against each other, you can facilitate the collapse of the system, right? They want to destabilize the West. And they're doing a really good job by provoking people at, you know, peaceful protests, for example, would be a good example of an accelerationist tactic. Committing a mass shooting and inciting a gun debate would also be another really good, that's another strategy that they use. And so the idea of accelerationism is that you can accelerate the collapse of a country simply by subverting people within it. To do this, they target our youth, and they try to basically make little proxy soldiers within the U.S. They can, in the case of Peyton Gendron, I've gotten resistance on this, I guess, but listen, I'm not here. I'm here to tell you the truth as I've seen it, right? Yeah. Peyton Gendron was racially motivated. He wanted to go shoot black people in a grocery store. However, that kid, you know, when you look at some of these mass shooters, you know, you start to notice a trend of like, this is just like a normal middle upper class kid from the suburbs. Like, you know, their parents are just like flabbergasted. How did this happen to my kid? It's not like he was like a little, you know, mean racist kid like his whole life. It just like suddenly happened. And right. it's really a case of them being groomed and indoctrinated and radicalized. Now, the people who are doing that might not be racially motivated. They might be actually focused on just causing chaos in America.
Right. Whatever the vulnerability is.
Yes.
So for that kid, it was racism. They're like, oh, yeah, do that. Yeah, yeah. Raise it. But if some other kid is an incel and hates women, they're like, oh, yeah,
incel's
do that. Right.
Really big one. Yeah. Maybe it's a transgender type of issue. Right.
Right.
You could. It's very individualized the way they're targeting these kids. And so they're finding vulnerable kids in various different subgroups saying, hey, this kid's screaming racist stuff on 4chan. Probably a good candidate. Right.
Right.
And so that's in that way they are really just trying to destroy our country from within and corrupting our youth too.
Yeah.
At the same time.
And I mean, in a way, you know, it's overdosing on the black pill, right? It's looking around and going, you know what, there's no saving this country anymore. So the best case scenario is we get it over quick. You end it now so we can rebuild something, because trying to preserve what we used to have is no longer possible. It's sort of just accepting the collapse of all of this as inevitable, and therefore just get it done so we can rebuild again. And that's hugely dangerous. I think it's something that we at InfoWars sort of, whether consciously or not, are, you know, fight against that and fight against the black pill. And it's not hopeless. We can turn this thing around. You have to actually fight for it and get involved. But it can be very dangerous to just give up hope and, you know, just go, nah, burn it all, right?
Yeah,
but it can feel good to do that.
Collapse, and they have to get worse before they get better. And that's the concept that you're talking about, like nihilism and fatalism and the black pill, especially among incels, which is, if you watch part one of my mini doc, I really talk about how I got into all of this was that I was researching mass shootings and I found out about the incels. Mm-hmm. And I found other people associated with the government were also studying this this concept of accelerationism and the idea that the mainstream keeps saying, well, it was an incel. Well, it was a, you know, a racially motivated, you know, a white supremacist. But they're not actually talking about the fact that there are these people within these communities who are just speaking to their audience, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're, you know, like, let's say that it's the same person who groomed the white supremacist is also in the incel community saying, hey, you know what? Like, society has failed you. And the only way to make it any better is to just go and kill the people you hate. Just go kill women, right?
Yeah.
And so they really target their specific communities. And so for them, it's not as much about an ideology. They're just using that ideology of their target audience.
Right. And like you point out, they would be, you know, equally happy telling a transgender person to go, you know, commit murder. So is it a right wing or left wing thing? Is this a phenomenon that it crosses all these?
I would say in a lot of cases, what we're looking at is a third positionist kind of situation where they're neither right nor left. A lot of times they're, you know, fascist, right?
Yeah.
I say that word in the most specific sense imaginable, okay? Because I get another, you know, if the Satanists get triggered when I say Satanism, then the right wing gets triggered when I say it like neo-Nazi or fascism or so. But I mean these things in the most specific term.
Right. Because we're used to these terms just being thrown around,
right.
and you know, sort of having a knee-jerk reaction of like they call Trump supporters fascists. So
exactly.
Stop calling us fascists. Yeah.
We're talking about people who want to overthrow the United States government and install a fascist regime. Right.
Right.
Like these people are not. They're not patriots.
Right.
They're terrorists. And the same thing with neo-Nazis, right? I get, you know, the satanic pedophile neo-Nazis. Yes, they are national socialists. They praise Hitler and want to, you know, reinstall what he started. And they want to, you know, genocide ethnic groups. So this is very specific. I get national socialists in my ear, too. Well, we're not all pedophiles. Hey. I get attacked by the worst people.
If you're ever making the argument we're not all pedophile, you might want to find out who else you're hanging out with. But, you know, so much of this rings true because I've noticed this personally, like the shooter from Uvalde. I think it was the shooter from Uvalde. Mm-hmm. You know, people were trying to paint him as a Nazi because he was, you know, had things praising Hitler. But it's like, no, this dude just like he was just like, oh, Hitler's most evil and I love evil. So I love Hitler because evil good. You know, it's just it's not ideological as much as it is just nihilistic love of destruction, love of chaos and death. It's a real spiritual sickness that
really
you're uncovering here. And it gets very disturbing. We start talking about federal agents that have tried to stop this and have gone missing. And I want to talk to you about that on the other side. Stay with us, folks. We're just barely scratching the surface with my guest, BX, BX underscore on underscore X, Rumble BX on Twitch at BX Streams and on YouTube at BX.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with mushroom max nootropic, better mood plus, Libido RX, and good night's sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under health and wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is